I'd like very much to thank all of you for coming tonight. It's always a delight to hear the kind of hum of excitement as people are anticipating a great exhibit and being here together among other people who share a common love of libraries and reading and learning. This exhibition is celebrating the 400th anniversary of the birth of John Milton. And although a number of other institutions are also celebrating this event, and despite Milton's having spent his student days at what I now know is called the Other Place, I feel the Bodleian has a number of claims which establish it as a highly appropriate venue. John Milton was a friend of Bodley's librarian, John Rouse, to whom he presented several works. In fact, his ode to John Rouse, in that, Milton thanked him and the Bodleian for their role in undertaking to preserve his books for posterity. And this was a role that was really very severely tested during the Restoration when Charles II condemned Republican works by Milton and called for them to be burned. Later, the convocation of the University of Oxford, itself nervous of the authorities, commanded that Milton's books, amongst others, be gathered up and be burnt in the old school's quadrangle. If it weren't for the defiant librarians of the time squirreling the texts away, these destructive imperatives would have been fulfilled. Instead, you'll be able to see them on display next door in the exhibition. This duty, quite literally under fire, illustrates how closely allied the Bodleian and Milton were in their defense of liberty and the freedom of expression. Indeed, by this point, the Bodleian had been refounded by Sir Thomas Bodley for the whole Republic of the Learned. This vision is kept today. We're still committed to the preservation of the world's written heritage and to the sharing of our books freely with the public as widely as possible in the virtual and the very real world. It is this democratic spirit that we invite you this evening to have a look around our exhibition. You'll find much to do with Milton and even a little to do with our very distinguished speaker this evening, Philip Pullman. But first, I want to thank many people who have made this exhibition possible. The curator of the exhibition, Sharon Achenstein, is a fellow and a tutor in English at St. Edmund Hall and a Milton expert, and she's worked closely with many colleagues across the library. I want to thank Philip Pullman for agreeing to open this event as our guest of honor. And we're particularly grateful to the actor Sam Daster for reading tonight and agreeing to record some works earlier today to be bodcast, as we like to say. Then I also want to thank all the many colleagues across the library involved in putting this exhibition together, in particular Dana Josephson, Maddie Slavin, Sarah Wheel, and Dot Little. And of course, I want to thank Chris Fletcher, our keeper of Western manuscripts, who's been very, very involved in this as well, and Richard Ovenden for his overall shepherding of the exhibition. I'd also like to thank John Coe and his colleagues, Anthony Payne and Ted Hoffman at Bernard Quaritch Limited, for their generous support of the production of the exhibition booklet, both financially and in terms of their expert advice. And we'd like to thank the Ashmolean Museum and Keble College for their generous loans. Thank you very much.